Turkey's parliament has given the green light to the government to conduct military operations outside the country's borders. The decision comes after a mortar fired from Syria landed in a Turkish town, killing 5 civilians and wounding several others. Ankara, in response, pounded targets inside Syria. The Turkish government has sought parliamentary approval to send soldiers to foreign countries that threaten the Turkish national security. Meanwhile, Turkey's deputy prime minister says the parliament approval is not a war mandate and would merely have a deterrent effect. Basir Atalay says Syria has admitted it was responsible for the deadly shelling on Wednesday and has apologized to Turkey. Russia says it's concerned about the worsening situation between Syria and Turkey.
As far as the incident between Syria and Turkey goes, it's a great concern for us. The situation is deteriorating with every day coming.
Well, with tensions escalating between Damascus and Ankara, anger is also building up inside Turkey itself. Dozens of anti-war protesters gathered outside parliament to demonstrate against the worsening situation, but they were confronted by police. Riot police used pepper spray to disperse the protesters. Demonstrators chanted slogans saying they don't want war. Now for more insight on the Turkey-Syria tensions, we're now joined by Saib Shath from Belfast. He is an author and Middle East affairs expert. Mr. Shath, welcome to the program. Tensions are simmering between Damascus and Ankara. How do you expect this to play out?
First of all, there is a popular opposition to any sort of involvement of Turkey in a war against Syria from the Turkish people, as your report showed. And there is opposition parties in Turkey. Okay, they represented 129 votes today in the parliament, but this is a considerable major, a sort of opposition in Syria against what Erdogan wants. So if we look at the ties between the people, the Turkish people and the Arab people of Syria, since the Sykes-Picot agreement, some of the families been divided between Syria and some in Turkey. So they belong to the same social fabric. They were refused to fight amongst each other. The thing is in here, Syria is being flooded by terrorist gangs who come from Turkey, and some of them under the command of Turkish officers and attack Turkey. And we are worried, and we are as well, of the destruction happening inside the Syrian cities, and nobody condemning that. Yesterday, there is 4 suicide bombers attacked the center of Aleppo in the north of Syria. And all of these guys coming from the Turkish territories, and they are trained by Turkish officers. So nobody condemns such a thing. And the whole world now demanded Syria to apologize. No one asked the Turkish to apologize for all this destruction happening in Syria. Of course, no, we regret, and everyone will regret any civilian loss in any of these sort of scenarios. And we want to avoid any sort of war breaking out between Syria and Turkey. But let's look closer at all of this. A month ago, the Saudis, they start massing their troops to the north. The Israelis, their troops is massed from the beginning of last month at the Golan Heights, and they're starting their war games. The Turkish issued this, and before there was a clash, they didn't issue any of such parliamentary sort of decision, even when the Syrian downed the Turkish airplane. So there is something happening. They're trying to drag NATO in, while the United States of America doesn't want itself to be involved militarily. They'll try to drag the Arabs and the Turkish in, and they'll have a backup from the NATO and the Israelis. since let me go on this issue. Erdogan have a plan for the area. He have a plan with the United States of America and the Zionists to have a bigger Middle East dominated by Turkey. And he and Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Egypt have to take over Syria to start this group with the nukes of the Israelis, the Zionist entity, and the Turkish and the Egyptian manpower. They can control and dominate the Middle East to play the old Ottoman project, which was sort of dominated by the West as well. That is the Turkish what they plan to play at. But I'm not worried myself in regard with Syria. Syrian army is very strong and can stand firmly against the Turkish. And at the same time, Syria have a strategic alliance with the resistance and with the other countries like China, Iran, and Russia, who will stop any sort of adventure from the Turkish and the Saudis and the Zionists.
Author and Middle East affairs expert, Mr. Saab Shaath, many thanks for sharing your insights with us here on Press TV.